ultimate example of everything that we need to do, of every way that we need to live, of every way that we need to act. He is our perfect example.
Amen.
And why do we got to get baptized in by water? Baptism by water. Then when it says immersion or baptizo, the meaning of the word is to be completely submerged. So sprinkling is not biblical. Nowhere in the Bible can it be substantiated that they sprinkled people with a little bit of holy water. That's traditions of men. It's not in the Bible. The sprinkling, infant baptism is not in the Bible. It's not there. It's not substantiated. But in the scripture, being submerged by water, amen, with invoking the name of Jesus is the proper way to be baptized.
Amen.
Baptism is a spiritual burial.
How many people do you bury with dust? Mm-hmm. Here, that person's dead. Let's throw some dirt on him. Okay, you're buried. Ooh. Stink after a while, right? No, you put him all the way under the ground, right? You don't just sprinkle with a little bit of dust. Same scenario. Burial, baptism is a symbol, a spiritual symbol of being buried in Him. And then that's why we invoke the name of Jesus, the formula. Every baptism in the book of Acts was performed in the name of Jesus. Again, for the sake of time, I will not go and read every scripture. But on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it was in Jesus' name. The Samaritans, Acts chapter 8, verse number 16. The house of Cornelius, Acts chapter 10, verse 48. They were all commanded to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. The disciples of John in Acts chapter 19 and verse number 5. Paul's baptism in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16 were all done in the name of Jesus. Every epistle teaches baptism in the name of Jesus. Galatians chapter 3 and 27. As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Romans 6 and 3 said, "Know ye not that so many of you were baptized into Jesus, were baptized into His death." Colossians 1 12. Buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised Him from the dead. Again, everything is in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the only name with the power to save us. We've already talked a little bit about that. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Philippians chapter 2, and that is that name that everyone will bow to. Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 12 said, "Neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Would you stand this morning? So we went through every single one body, one, what was it? One body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Amen. There is one. This is a oneness church according to the Word of God.
Amen.
In every aspect, this, and when I say this church, I don't care about anything else. Not anything else. This church is going to and will continue to live by the oneness principles in the Word of God. We're going to be together, amen, in one mind, in one accord, in one spirit, as a body, with the Spirit of God, with the hope that we have.
Thank you, Jesus.
I would venture to say nobody else has got another hope besides heaven. Huh? Heaven is my home. That is the place that I'm looking for. Amen. I am concerned today about all of the voices in the Bible. Brother Cowan years ago brought this out and preached this here, and I've mentioned it from time to time. There are so many types of voices. None of them are without signification. There's all kinds of voices in this world. And it's a tragedy that religion has, religion as a whole. And I hate religion. I hate religion. I hate religion. Oh, it's a mess. It's a mess. So this isn't about religion today. This is about a relationship with the Almighty God. This has to do with you and God on a personal level. Do you? And it's so much the time, but people think that they know what they believe, but then they're challenged by something in the scripture. And you have a choice at that time whether to say, you know what? I never seen that. I didn't know that. Oh, my. I got to do something about that. And there's been plenty of things in my life that I've had to do that from time to time and say, oh, Jesus, you showed me something. You revealed something to me. And that brings me closer to Him. More, can I say, in oneness. Let's go back to that. Let's go back to that meaning. The fact of the state of being, or the state of being unified, or whole. Harmony. Harmony. I know what we're playing today, and I'm not playing on beat. And there's a little struggle here, and Renee did so good. She did first. I mean, really, she hadn't played in a long, long time. And all of our piano players are gone. The girls are gone to camp, and so on and so forth. And so I told Renee, and she got all nervous, and she said, "I only got 30 songs, Dad. So he's going to have to pick which ones I can do out of that 30. That's okay." And I said, here at practice, we're just going to do the best that we can.
Amen.
But there's something about harmony when you get everything in sync and all the keys and all the chords and all that stuff starts flowing together. And so if you've got the musical ear and you can pick it out, go ahead and just be critical. Just go ahead and be critical. That's fine. But I guarantee you, we're all going to just do the best that we can. And we want it to harmonize. We want it to flow. It's our desire. We're not trying to make everything sound a mess. We're trying to be in harmony. Why? Because there ought to be something in us, inside of us, that we want to be together. We want to have that unity. That ought to happen in the body. It ought to happen in the spirit. It ought to happen with the hope that we have. In everything that this church does.
Amen.
There ought to be a place of oneness. Amen. Amen. You guys are trying to figure out what to sing. They don't know what to sing. They're trying to pick a song out of those 30. That's all right. I want to say this before we close. And maybe because I know God, I told my wife last night, I said, man, I feel this. I feel an intense tugging. I know that this morning there's some here that you know, you understand some of this because God's given you the revelation and the understanding. There's others that haven't got that revelation that you're trying to put it together, and maybe you haven't been taught one way or another, or this, that, and it still hasn't gelled or doesn't make absolute sense, and there's bits and pieces that are coming in, and I understand that. I understand all of those things. I get it. There's people under the sound of my voice that you heard preaching many, 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 many times, and you've read your Bible over and over again. And even Brother Alfred, it was not too long ago, we were just talking about reading the Word of God and how many times we've read that scripture over and over and over again. And then all of a sudden it was like, wow. Wow, look at that. I've read that scripture over and over and over again, but now I understand. Now I see it. Now I see it for what it really is. And how much the Word of God is an intricate, intricate, and important part of our lives. there will be some that will embrace the Word of God wholeheartedly. And they'll take it on every level. There'll be others that they only want what fits their lifestyle, what fits their ideology. And the scripture even warns us of that. Jesus even got upset and frustrated with the Pharisees and the Sadducees because Jesus' truth did not fit their ideology. Jesus, the scripture said that he was full of grace and truth. His grace is so powerful and so rich that it draws us to the fullness of the truth. His grace does not compromise truth, but truth does not trample grace. They complement each other. They help one another thrive. Grace is so much more powerful when you understand the fullness of the truth. But understanding the fullness of the truth gives us the ability to rely on His grace when we need help, when we need His strength. And that's the beauty of Jesus. That's the beauty of the Word of God and how it was fitfully framed together. The Old Testament doesn't stand alone, and neither does the New, for the New even tells us that the Old is our schoolmaster. There's some things we can learn. There's some principles that teach us how to live. We combine them together to learn how to live and act and do all that we do in striving to be more like Jesus. So as we close our eyes here this morning, I want to ask you, are you in oneness? Are you in oneness with the body? Or is there division there? Are you in oneness with the Spirit of God? You can see even this morning that all of these things work together. So you can't have a division with the body and say you're in oneness with the Spirit. You can't say you're in oneness with the Spirit but not have oneness of baptism. Do you see that today? You can't have another hope, another desire of something besides heaven as being your ultimate goal and your ultimate frame of mind. They complement each other. One body, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. So I ask you this morning, are you in oneness with Jesus Christ? Are you truly in oneness with Jesus Christ through the body, through the Spirit, through the hope, through Him in the faith, and through baptism? If you aren't today, today's a good day. I said today's a good day. To be in oneness, to come in unity, to be in harmony. If you need to be baptized in Jesus' name, today's a good day. If you need to be filled with that one Spirit, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, today's a good day to be filled with His Spirit. Oh, today, if you don't have hope, today is a good day to have that one hope of this glorious gospel revealed to you. Oh, hallelujah. Let's pray together. Let's pray together right now. Can we do that right now? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that name that is above every other name, God, would you reveal yourself? Would you speak to us? Would you help us today? those, Lord, that need revelation, that need understanding, as you're drawing us closer to you, reveal yourself, show yourself strong. Let that hope, hope of this calling that is in your word, God, let that spirit fill us and touch us. Let revelation come to us of the glorious gospel of who you are, God of the faith of the baptism. Reveal yourself today, God. Give us understanding today, God. Let us draw nigh unto you. Come on, let's pray together. Let's pray together. God, help us right now. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, may we be unified by you. May we be in harmony with you. May we understand and know, God. Believe and trust in your word, God. Be it done according to your word, oh, God. Be it done according to your word. Be it done according to your word. Bring revelation, God. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Understanding in another area, but today, the Bible said today is the day of salvation. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us, God. Help us, God. Would you pray? Would you pray today? God, help me. Touch my mind. Touch my spirit. God, let my spirit be one with your spirit. Let my understanding be open of your word. Let's pray for somebody right now.